Actually, we have Matt O'Brien live from Vancouver. He's a writer for Conan's live show, which you were talking about there. He was a writer for The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You had me on to talk about the nuclear conference, correct?
That's right.
That's
yes.
Correct. Only if you have punchlines for Conan coming out of the nuclear conference. Is there anything that's funny about dirty bombs, Matt?
Oh, man, that's fertile ground for comedy.
Tell me about changing your writing between what you wrote for Conan during The Tonight Show and what you write for him now that he's live on the road.
It's sort of the same idea. It's just you don't have the luxury of changing the camera shot.
Oh, in order to change scenes.
A lot of people... You know, a lot of writers pitched ideas together as a group for the show, and it was just a matter of sort of whittling away the ones that would only work on TV and which ones would work in a live theater setting, essentially. But it's the same. It was the same process in a way. Some just without the luxury of cameras just wouldn't survive in a theater.
But ask me, Matt O'Brien, no relation to Conan O'Brien, for whom
no
you
relation,
write.
No relation, correct.
Yeah, right, I believe that.
Let me ask you something. Has there been a difference in the way people have responded to you after the whole Tonight Show and Leno thing as they did before? Now when you say, I'm a writer for Conan O'Brien, is there a different reaction?
Actually... People just, they put their hand on your shoulder and say, I'm so sorry, are you okay? Can I give you some money or food?
And do you accept? You have a lot of casseroles in your freezer?
Anything. Do you need a couch to sleep on? Do you want me to siphon gas for you? Whatever, it doesn't matter. But, I think when you sort of very publicly... lose your job like that, but in a way that sort of the public supports, people are just interested to hear the experience, and especially, you know, sort of the day-by-day experience of what was in the office, and how are you guys holding up. And I mean, the truth is it was just sort of surreal and bizarre. And
that's what comedy's all about.
That's exactly right.
In a way, I mean, those are the two probably the two best words I can use to describe it. But another thing that it made me realize is everything gets somehow leaked to a blogger or to a media outlet. So
maybe through Conan's own tweets. Matt O'Brien is joining us from Vancouver. He is a writer for Conan's live comedy show, and he wrote for Conan during The Tonight Show.
Yeah, and the vigil continues for comedy writers and people like Conan O'Brien. But they have a new deal. I mean, Mr. O'Brien couldn't talk about it there, but Delana Dixon certainly can, TV blogger and friend of The Takeaway. So, Delana, this was a big money deal going to cable, not Fox. What do you make of it?
I know. It's great news for TBS, not so great for Fox. They really wanted Conan. It was going to be a great opportunity for them to finally have a successful daily late-night talk show. But their network affiliates weren't ready to give up the revenue income from all the syndicated shows that they showed their sitcoms at 11 o'clock hour. But for TBS, it gives them a little kind of street cred, makes them a little hipper and cooler, and it gets to start a half an hour early. So it's great news for the network.
And the interesting thing about the TBS deal is apparently George Lopez, who's a fledgling show, has had a modicum of success on TBS, was actually enthusiastic about getting a Conan O'Brien lead-in. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, George is a very smart man. He knows that actually having Conan as a lead is just going to bring a whole new set of eyeballs to his TV show. So he doesn't mind that he's getting bumped by an hour. It's kind of comical, though, that Conan's actually bumping someone, which it was going to happened to him on NBC.
Right, well, he's used to doing that, that's for sure. He's made his whole career bumping people and getting bumped. Well, Delana, put on your business hat here for a second. Does TBS conceivably have a new construct for late-night television with a youthful Conan audience being delivered to a Hispanic audience for George Lopez and really a crossover audience all the way around?
Absolutely. It's a perfect combination. They're going to bring in a youthful, young, hip audience who have been following Conan since he went to NBC. They're all watching him on his tour. He's selling out. And then they're going to lead into a diverse audience with George Lopez. So the network is making the absolute perfect decision. It's getting both the financial backings there.
Delaney, it seems like to me that with TBS picking up Conan, because Conan is so connected, they even have a billboard company that's randomly broadcasting his tweets on billboards. They're picking up kind of his own little media and marketing enterprise.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not just investing in a TV show. They're investing in the brand of Conan. He didn't choose